Now, the second part has an added advantage for me, this giving the appreciation to the other person, seeing what they did, how I feel about it, what need was met. Because, you know, about half the time, I didn't say anything to the person. I got caught up in the energy shortage. I was so busy or this or that. Or maybe I played lazy giraffe and I said to them, oh, thanks for doing that. But I can see that when I wrote it the next day, I doubt that they could have really seen what that meant to me. So when I think that there's that possibility, that the advantage of writing this and being conscious of it, then when I see them that day, if I see them, then I can say it. I don't lose it. If I don't see them, I can write it. I can call them. How sad to have this gratitude shortage, this energy shortage. I don't want to contribute to that. Anything else before we prepare for the daily celebration? Okay, let's take 5 minutes and then we'll come back for the celebration.
This concludes our presentation. If you'd like to obtain additional recordings of Marshall Rosenberg or learn more about nonviolent communication, please call the Center for Nonviolent Communication in La Crescenta, California at 1-818-957-9393 or go to the center's website at www.cmvc.org.